Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We're talking Rockridge Rocket to football with senior Sawyer Weinert. Had a great game this past Friday night. The Rockets pick up a key win over the Comets of Sterling Newman Central Catholic. So I guess first up, Sawyer Weinert, tell us about kind of improvement from week one to week two. I know that was a rough one on week one, but man, some marked improvement this past Friday night. What happened?
Well, week one, we felt like we didn't represent the Rockridge football program well. We weren't playing at the line of scrimmage and weren't playing physical enough. So week two, we really put an emphasis on playing at the line of scrimmage and being more physical than the opponent.
And that led to a victory. And I thought much better rhythm offensively. Really got things going from that opening drive. I know in that Princeton game, it was a three and out. But just tell us kind of that first drive Friday night, I thought kind of set the tone for that game Friday night. And you had a couple of key catches there, too.
Yeah, our first game against Princeton, our offensive line, we really didn't have enough time. But Friday, they really stepped it up and gave us enough time to be able to throw and march down the field. So that really helped.
And just tell us about kind of transitioning from a spring high school football season. You know, it feels like it wasn't that long ago to now a fall season. What's that been like for the student athlete and kind of adjusting to that?
Yeah, it was definitely a quick turnaround. It felt like we only had a month or two off before we were back in the summer practicing. Just training in the off season, it went really well, and I like fall football far much better than the spring, but the spring season was still enjoyable.
Yeah, and I know the big difference, right, is you're playing for a little bit more in the fall. We know there's, you know, basically a conference title on the line, and there's a potential to play postseason high school football. So how important is that stuff, you think?
It's definitely important, being able to play a 9-game season, and then most importantly, having the opportunity to go to the playoffs. That's pretty important for us. That's been one of our goals all year, is to make playoffs. Since we didn't have them last year, we felt like we could have went far in the playoffs. So this year we want to get back to where we were last year and hopefully go deep in the playoffs.
All right, so we talked a little bit about, you know, the offense from this past Friday night, able to sustain some drives and a little more consistent play. And then defensively, I know a big difference up front from week one to week two, and you play that dog backer spot. So tell us a little bit about kind of the success this past Friday night of being able to limit, you know, that great running attack that we're so accustomed to with Sterling Newman Central Catholic. What happened for the Rockets on defense this past Friday night?
Coach Hassan always praises that we should be the hammer, not the nail, and deliver the hit, not take it. So we really tried to play the game at the line of scrimmage because we know Newman likes to, they're okay with taking 3-4 yards of play and marching down the field. So we wanted to limit that and, you know, hold them to as many no gains or a loss or 1 or 2 yards at a time so we could stop their drives.
And then just as far as your responsibilities, I know we're talking a little bit off the air about kind of limiting their outside game. Can you tell us a little bit about your responsibilities this past Friday night?
Yeah, just taking on their blocks and their pullers and not letting anything outside of us allows for our secondary players to come up and make tackles in the backfield or at the line of scrimmage. And that helps limit their run game.
And, you know, we kind of began our conversation this way, but just, you know, the change from week one to week two, so big. I know two very good teams you're playing, but how good did it feel, I guess, to kind of walk off the field this past Friday after that week one performance, knowing that, you know, these type of performances this team is capable of?
Yeah, it felt really good. It was a felt like a quick turnaround compared to week one, but we knew Newman would be a tough team heading into week two, and I thought we played physical and aggressive, which is we knew what we needed to do to win, so it just felt a lot better walking off the field. Coach Graves was telling us that it's going to feel better coming off the field hurt, but knowing you won, so do the best you can to win because it'll feel a lot better afterwards.
Yeah, and just tell us now about moving on from week two and preparing for week three and kind of the rest of the season. I know it's one game at a time, but just tell us a little bit about moving forward now from week two.
Yeah, we obviously like to celebrate the win against Newman, but now we got to look forward to playing Riverdale the next day and just getting our minds right and preparing for them.
All right, Sawyer Weinert had a big game on both sides of the ball this past Friday night. The Rockets pick up a big win over Sterling Newman Central Catholic, 28-14, the final. Sawyer, nice going. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.